morning.
Yeah, hope you're enjoying your flight.
Yes.
Okay. And you fly frequently with Medview?
Yes, always.
Okay. Buhari clocked one year yesterday, which was Democracy Day.
Yeah.
So happy Democracy Day.
Thank you, Paru.
Okay.
Same to you.
Any disappointment from President first year? Any disappointment?
No, actually, you know, we passed so many stages in the democracy epoch of the country. And because of that, we passed through the PDP era and it's coming in with through a different political party. So certainly there may be some differences and some teething problems the president may encounter. And but all the same, I think he's doing his best. I have not seen any disappointment
from him
in what he's doing.
And any of his policies, they are all okay by them?
All the policies, you know, the most essentially the economic policies, I think there are areas that more needs to be done. More especially on the petroleum
sector.
Because virtually all the It's like the live wire of the country.
Yeah.
So any decision that is taken on that area needs to be taken with cautiously, because it affects the life of every
Nigerian.
And the other one is that of power. Power is very essential, and there is no need for any food dragging in coming up with pragmatic solutions. Yes, because the common man needs to be comfortable, more especially with the way and manner people came out to vote
for him
in mass. So these two areas that will touch the masses, like power, petroleum resources, president needs to take it more serious.
So what are your expectations for his next 3 years in power? Are they different from, you know, from his before the first year?
Actually I would expect his next coming years power to be improvement over what has passed. And I believe because since he's not somebody that is there to grab from the government, is trying to give
back to
the government. So I think I should be positive that things will be okay.
So his first year, in what ways has President Muhammadu Buhari impacted your life? In what ways?
Actually, even on the aspect of the comfort of having that peace of mind, that the insurgency it's been tackled to some considerable extent.
Okay, so you're saying he has done well in terms of security?
He has done very well in terms of security.
Okay, so you can drive home safely, you're not thinking of bomb blasts
or
anything?
Nothing, yes.
Okay, so you stay in Abuja or you stay in Lagos?
I stay in Lagos.
You stay in Lagos,
yes.
Okay, you came to visit your family in Abuja?
No, I'm from Nasarawa State.
Okay.
I've come to grace the 42 years anniversary of my emir, the emir of Latvia. Unfortunately for me, he has recognized me and conferred on me the title of the Baden Gavas.
Congratulations.
Thank
on that,
you.
Sir. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. So if there is one thing, you know, you will tell President Muhammadu Buhari, what will it be?
That what?
If there is one thing, you will tell you if your opportunity to meet Buhari, if there's one thing you want to tell him, what would it be?
I would just tell him that I love his ways, I love his character, he needs to stand by it and continue praising and try to make people around him emulate what he's doing.